Standing room at the matinee, huh? But not the Yiddish, not the Yiddish theater. Did Bob go with you?
Bob wasn't able to do too much.
Now, when you came here, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
I can't remember having anything very religious. I can't remember myself being very religious.
When you came here, did you belong to any synagogue?
No, not till I got married.
Now, did you change? Then you were, weren't you and Dad Charter members of B'nai Israel?
Yeah.
Did you change any of your religious practices during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
No.
Well, in Europe, you must have been more orthodox than here. Did you keep kosher?
Yeah.
Did you go to a mikveh?
Yes, they made me go to a mikveh. Mother wanted me to go. She didn't want his people to have any complaints.
You went right before marriage. But you wouldn't have, you didn't go regularly.
No, I went the one time before I got married. Daddy didn't want me to go. I just went before I got married because my mother didn't want them to have any complaints about me.
Mother, when you said you attended a synagogue here in Pittsburgh, in the beginning you went to hear Rabbi Levy every time you could, right?
Yeah.
But the family didn't belong to a synagogue.
No.
All right. Now, you didn't belong to a synagogue until after you were married.
That's right.
And then do you remember how soon after you were married?
No, I don't.
About?
I don't remember.
But that's when you joined B'nai Israel. Didn't you say they had a party recently for all the charter members of B'nai Israel?
Yes, but we didn't go.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Now, did you carry on religious observances in the home?
Yes.
Well, what did we do?
Well, I observed all holidays. I didn't have any ham or pork in the house. And I didn't have separate dishes, but that's about all.
Do you know, Mother, I remember when you did have separate dishes. When I was a child.
That.
And I remember the first time you ever put served butter with meat. Do you remember? You said you wanted to encourage us to eat some steak and you put butter on it.
It could be possible.
From then on, there was a gradual.
Gradual.
Yeah. Talk, you can talk a little louder. All right. Mother, when you came to Pittsburgh, did you experience any change in your health due to the climate, the food? Do you remember whether it affected you?
I don't know what affected me, but I suffered with terrific headaches. Sick headaches for years and years and years.
Didn't you have them in Russia?
No.
But you don't have those anymore.
Well, they have slowed down. I get them occasionally, not as sick as they were. They have slowed down. But I've had them before I was married and after I was married, ever since I can remember. Except
for
the last maybe 10 years.
I remember.
You remember that, how sick I used to get.
Migraines, I guess they were. Isn't that a migraine thing? Up until the last 10 years.
And they've seemed to disappear. That kind of a sick headache, but I get ordinary headaches every now and then.
Yeah, but not special.
No,
anything
no.
else? Any trouble breathing, asthma?
No.
And any other illness?
No.
All right. Now, where did you go for medical care when you came to Pittsburgh? When you first came, where did you go?
Well, there was a Dr. Benjamin Wexler. Mm-hmm. We used him. He used to come to the house, and we used him.
Did you go to his office?
Yeah.
And did you go to a clinic?
No.
Did you have to go to the hospital at all?
No.
The whole family used him. Did he live very long after you came here? Did you use him for a long time?
I think it's only maybe not more than 10, 12 years if he's gone.
And he was a general practitioner.
Yeah.
Now, would you say for the first 5 years of your life, he was your doctor?
Yeah.
And you paid?
Yeah.
No free care?
No.
All right. And we're involved with him a lot.
For the first 15 years, I would say.
And now, Bob was sick a lot. Did she get all her care from him?
Well, she didn't believe much in doctors, but she would call him occasionally.
All right. Now, what were the first organizations that you belonged to here? Wasn't a synagogue. Did you belong to any Talmud Torah?
No.
Any Zionist group?
No.
Labor group?
No.
Socialist group?
No.
What did you belong to?
Didn't belong to anything.
Well,
I was busy raising children.
No, before you were married.
To council, that's the only one I married.
Now, did you become a member of council?
I don't know what you mean by member.
I mean, did you pay dues? Or
no,
did you just get
no,
the services?
No, just got the services.
All right. Now, did you belong to any organizations that were set up to give charity? I mean, did you contribute? Did you have blue boxes? Did you have a pushki in the house that you put money in?
I suppose I had a pushki, but I couldn't tell you where or from whom. I don't know.
But in general, you don't remember giving money as... all right. Now, where did you go to have a good time?
I told you.
Friends
would go, and we'd go to the concerts sometimes, and
the lectures.
We didn't have a YMHA till later, you know.
Yeah. But and plays.
And plays.
Musicals, I mean.
Yeah. Musicals.
And you visited friends' homes.
Yeah.
Parks.
Parks.
Did you ever go on the rivers? Go boating?
No.
No. All right. Now, did you participate in any sports at this time? Basketball.
Yes, and at the council, at the junior.
Did you go to see any sporting events?
No.
Football games?
No.
And anything else besides basketball?
No.
All right. Now, when it says, did this participation help you in any way? You enjoy it?
Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
All right. Did you know about the YMCA? Did you use it?
No.
Were there other non-Jewish agencies that helped you adjust?
No.
Nothing else. All council. Did you know Ann Heldman, by the way? Personally?
You mean the nurse?
The one from the Iron
Room? Oh, yes. She was very good. Came to our house several times.
Who?
Heldman, the nurse from the council.
Was she the great lady they said she was?
Yes, she was.
Very fine person. My grandmother was sick. She came to see her.
Well, she came to see me and my mother and Becky. She's come different times.
Mother, did Becky go to the council house too?
Yes, we all went.
For English, but I mean, but did Becky go to play basketball and to go to
No,
order?
She was not inclined.
Did she go to the concerts like you did?
Yeah, concerts.
She went to. Mm-hmm. All right. Were there any local meeting places, cafes, political parties?
If there were, I didn't know about them.
Right.
Yes, house.
How did you meet people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh? How did you meet people?
I don't know.
Was it the council house again?
No.
That's a different group of girls' houses.
Different girls' houses that we became friends with.
All right.
Levinson's house.
Who was Levinson? Didn't we live in there
now? Levinson, no, we didn't. Oh. That's another Levinson.
All right, and did you meet a lot of people at Sadie Levinson's house?
Yes.
All right.
That's where we met.
Sure.
That's where I'm going to get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
No. Only the girls I worked with at the post I was friendly.
Now, they were. Gertrude Gordon became a very good
friend. Yes, and the girls of the post, they would have me at their house, and they came to my house.
Was it called the Pittsburgh Post?
I did. Pittsburgh Post.
And that's when you were still just posting bills there.
Yeah.
All right. You visited each other's homes.
Yeah.
All right. Was the issue of being Jewish important, or didn't it matter? Was it a big thing to be going with Gentile girls, or was it a natural thing?
It was natural.
All right. Did any of these first friends remain lasting friends?
No.
Well, Gertrude Gordon did.
Yes, only Gertrude Gordon, the only one.
And how about Sadie Levinson?
Well, she got mad at us for some reason. Shortly after we were married.
Oh, they lasted up until your marriage.
Yes. Well, Gertrude Gordon's lasted till she died.
Yeah. But wait a minute, Rose Rayfield, they were lasting friends.
Yes.
Who?
Sure. And Musoff, Helen Musoff, was lasting friends.
Right.
Sure they did, Mother.
I can't remember. See, I'm glad you reminded me.
Helen Musoff wasn't related.
How's that?
No, she was just a friend.
That's right.
All right, so they did remain lasting. Did you have family here in Pittsburgh? You had only your own immediate family.
Well, right. My uncle Fetter Hoyt came.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right. And you, did you see them at Seder's? Did you celebrate holidays together?
No.
Well, there were certain holidays. I remember, like, the Bornsteins would always come over. And,
well, that's my own immediate family.
But that's your
my brothers and sisters.
Yeah. All right. And we always used to go on New Year, on one of those holidays.
To Mimi's, but not for New Year's.
No. Did that start from the beginning, as soon as they came over?
I guess so.
Well, how about the Auerbachs?
Not too friendly. We lived next door to Mrs. Auerbach, and she was very fond of me.
How soon did, when did Hershenson's come? Shortly after you came?
Oh, I would say about 3 years after we came here.
All right, and how about the Auerbachs?
They may have been here before. We just sort of got together after I lived next door to them.
And how about Spector's?
Well, he came later after I was married already.
Oh. And who else? I'm just trying to think. Well, how about, of course, Dad's relatives? They were here.
They were here. Daddy was born here.
Yeah, but you didn't celebrate holidays with Dad's relatives, did you?
No.
All right. Now, during those first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe or other parts of the world?
No. No contact at all.
But Bob used to write back all the time to
her. Well, she wrote, I guess, to her uncles or somebody, but I didn't. You're asking me.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
But Bob wrote regularly to all the relatives. I remember that until
Sure.
And she had relatives in Europe?
Yeah.
Let's see, in Russia? Tell me the country. France? You had a little...
I think one of my aunts moved over to France.
How about England?
No, I think one of our elders.
Belgium.
No, not Belgium. In Israel. So
yeah, I remember Israel, but I thought there was some in Belgium, too.
Mm-hmm.
Italy? Do you ever have anybody in Italy? But you personally lost all money, and you didn't care.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you're an American citizen, and how did you acquire your citizenship?
Through daddy.
Through marriage.
Through marriage.
And let's see, you were in this country how long before...
Well, I was 12. Yeah, I was 12. I was married when I was 22.
Yeah. At 22 years after 10 years here.
And then I didn't become a citizen right away. I don't think it was important. I didn't become a citizen until quite late.
You didn't apply for citizenship?
Didn't apply for citizenship.
As soon as you got married, you didn't apply?
No.
Oh, my. You mean we were all born?
Maybe not citizens?
No, we were all born, we're citizens by being born here, but you didn't apply for citizenship until after we were born?
No, the way after you were born. I'd say recently, maybe the last 20 years.
Honestly? Then it didn't, you became a citizen very quickly, you didn't have to do anything.
No, I didn't.
Oh my goodness.
No, Frieda, those days it was awful hard to make a living and take care of a family.
Yeah, but not until 20 years ago, all your kids were married by then. I just find that hard to believe.
Maybe it was 30 years ago.
When did you first vote?
After I became a citizen.
You didn't vote until 20 years ago?
Maybe 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I can't tell
you. When you became a citizen?
Yeah.
All right, to what party did you belong?
I don't know that.
Well, were you Democrat or Republican?
I suppose I was Democrat.
You think you were always a Democrat?
I think. I'm not sure.
But if you didn't start to vote until Roosevelt came in, until 30-some years ago, then you probably were a Democrat.
That's right.
Do you remember why you were Democrat?
No, I don't.
All right. Were you active in the party? No, you were never active in the Democratic Party or any other party. When did you first meet the person that you married and how?
Well, I met him 56 years ago.
Yeah, and
through a friend, through Helen Mussel.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, we just met, and we met in the same circles often. And
Helen introduced you to him?
Yeah.
Was he going with Helen?
No, but he was a very good friend of Helen.
And she brought you to her home to meet him?
Well, actually, we met on the street. She says to this day that we met on the street, and she saw right away with the two. That's what she says.
and then you, let's see, you were how old then? How long were you going with Ben when you
were 29? I would say less than a year.
So you met him when you were 21?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Dad was 22.
23. He got himself a year older after he got married.
All right, and when did you get married?
I always resent that.
I know. What was the marriage date? Let's see, it was January 17th.
I guess 1913, isn't it?
1913, sure, because I was born in 1914. You were married here.
So must have been married in 1913.
And you knew each other 1 year. Mother, didn't you double date with the Rayfields?
No.
Well, let's see, I remember that incorrectly. I thought you used to go out together in the same living room. Ben and Rose would be on one couch.
Oh,
and
yeah. I forgot.
So you told me that.
Sure. Yeah, I'm glad you remember.
All right, did you go with anyone else?
No. Well, I had lots of boyfriends, but I didn't go with them.
No, I mean, you and Dad, did you go around in other circles beside the Rayfields?
Yes, we had lots of friends.
Were they all getting married around the same time?
I should remember that.
Well, did you get married before Rose or after Rose?
I got married before Rose.
And when did Helen get married?
Oh, Helen was married when she was 15.
Honestly?
Yeah.
So when Dad knew her, she was already married?
She was already, yes.
Uh-huh. All right. Programs. Good thing I remember some things.
I'm glad.
If you had remained in Europe, would you have had a pre-arranged marriage?
I don't know.
Because Bob's marriage was pre-arranged. But do you think by the time you were coming
up... I think by the time that would not have been.
All right. Did any of your friends marry non-Jews?
No.
None?
None.
Absolutely none?
No.
Would you have had any feeling about this?
I think I would have. I still have that feeling about it.
Well, you can accept it. I mean, you still do. Do any of your friends now? Are there any mixed marriages?
Not my friends. Maybe my children's friends.
Yeah. But none of your friends?
No.
All right. Would you feel terrible if one of the grandchildren married you?
Well, it would be hard for me to accept, but I suppose I would, but it would be hard. take a little struggle.
All right. Now, many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems of adjustment during the first years of your marriage?
I didn't have any. I got married and I knew my duties and I had no problems of any kind.
And you became a wonderful housekeeper right away.
Thank you.
All right. Of course, everybody has some problems and adjustments. You get used to it. You don't mean you.
I don't know. I always thought Daddy was smarter than I was. Whatever he said was all right with me.
Now, who made the important decisions in your home?
Daddy.
Well, you helped a little bit, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, did this differ from the situation in the home in which you grew up? Of course, there never was a father in your home.
I don't.
Yeah. Right. Now, what kind of schooling did your children receive?
Well, you're not right, a kind of school.
Yeah, but tell me so that we can have a record.
Well, they went to grade school, high school, and college. All children.
They all went to graduate school, too.
Oh, and to graduate school. I forget
everyone.
About that.
Everyone. Okay. Did any of them receive any Jewish education?
Yes. We took to Bnei Israel, to Sunday school, and everything.
Now, do you remember the Mr. Weinstein who came and taught us?
Yeah, taught you Hebrew. Yeah, I remember him.
And we all went from 6 years old to confirmation. Now, was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children? Differences in philosophy of, you know, did Ma raise you?
No, God raised me with perfect freedom. She wouldn't tell me whom I should marry or what I should do, and I raised my children the same way.
All right. Now, do you remember having any problems in raising your children which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No.
No, because you never seemed to be an immigrant, you know, in any way.
I always spoke perfect English. My children never knew or questioned it any.
All right, and
she was coming to the year.
We're at the end. It just says other subjects not covered by the questionnaire.
Mm.
Gee, I'd love to get some of the old stories in. Is there anything you'd like to say that you can think of in your life here in this country? Or anything that these questions didn't ask?
We had a hard life. It was hard. The three of us, you know, had to take care of the house, and Meyer and Becky never did too well, and I was the only one who was always able to get a job. Why, I don't know. But they were out of work lots of times, and it was a hard life, Frieda. We didn't have much.
Well, that was, of course, that was the whole first 5 years. It was a hard life. It was hard until you got married.
I would say hard 10 years, not
because
5 years.
Because the first 5 years after you were married, too. Oh, no, that's right. It was 10 years before you got married.
10 years before
it was a hard 10 years, and then right after you got married, did you still consider it a hard life?
No, after I got married, Daddy was always able to take care of our immediate needs. We didn't have luxuries, but he was always able to pay rent and buy food and... he helped my mother and his father.
I didn't know he helped his father. He helped your whole family, didn't he?
No.
Becky and Meyer were self-supporting.
They were self-supporting at the time. Meyer was married.
But he helped Ba. And his father.
His father.
And his brothers.
No.
They were self-supporting.
They were self-supporting. They all were.
And didn't his father have a horse?
A horse?
Yeah. He never had. Was he a peddler?
He was a peddler, but not with a horse.
Not with a horse. Never, when I was a little child, somehow?
No, never.
No horse. And did he then take care of him all the whole time?
Whole time he was living. As a matter of fact, took care of his stepmother, too, after he died. He
used to live. I thought that the father was self-supporting. Sadie.
Well, they helped with the rent. That's what he had. He gave them a monthly check. I don't know how much those days. It didn't amount to much, but he'd only made $25 a week when we got married.
Yeah, and when did Meyer get married? Was he married after?
Meyer was married before.
Well, Meyer married before you. How old was Meyer when he was married?
Well, Meyer must have been 5-6 years older than I was.
Did he marry 20 or 22? Or?
I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think this does it.